Good morning. Outside of localized areas of fog, we'll have some sunshine to start the day across parts of interior New York and New England. However, an upper-level trough of low pressure still has to pivot through the area. This will mean an increasing cloud cover region-wide as we get deeper into the morning and especially this afternoon, and the energy associated with the trough will act on available moisture to produce scattered showers from time to time, especially this afternoon and into the early evening hours. As temperatures climb into the 60s for afternoon highs, it'll stay on the cooler side, but enough warmth to generate perhaps some taller showers and bursts of rain as we go through the day. Later on this evening, we will continue the risk of a few scattered showers into the overnight hours. Otherwise, temperatures will drop back into the 50s for overnight lows. As we get into the day tomorrow, still some energy left over from that trough of low pressure, but more in the way of sunshine as well as high pressure begins to build in at the surface. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds and just the risk of a passing shower, and high temperatures will be a touch higher and mainly in the upper 60s. This will lead to a drier stretch of weather heading toward the end of the week on Thursday and Friday. Both days will have a mix of sun and clouds and warmer temperatures as highs reach into the middle and upper 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the Great Lakes, where a new trough of low pressure will begin to head in our direction, and it looks like we have at least the chance of a few showers and thunderstorms over the weekend. High temperatures on both Saturday and Sunday will stay in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, in the wake of the prolonged precipitation over the eastern third of the country, a cold front will sweep southward from the upper Mississippi Valley, across the Great Lakes, and then southeastward toward the East Coast today and tomorrow. This front will keep temperatures below average over the next few days from the Great Lakes into the mid-Atlantic and here in the Northeast. The western extent of this front will move through the northeast and stretch from the upper Mississippi Valley westward across the northern plains and into the northern Rockies. This portion of the front will be a focus for potentially severe thunderstorms and locally heavy rain over the next few days across portions of the northern to central plains. The highest risk for strong winds, hail, and a few tornadoes is over North Dakota, as indicated by the Storm Prediction Center. Numerous thunderstorms are also possible along a front forecast to stretch from North Texas east-southeast into the lower Mississippi Valley and central Gulf Coast. Locally heavy rain is possible across these regions. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile of visibility in fog, 30 degrees with a west wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly sunny skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 45, 89% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.67 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 20 at Camp Muir, Washington. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, Boston mostly cloudy with passing showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 66 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 57, that's 7 degrees below normal. 41 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 63 hundredths for the month, that's 11 hundredths above normal. And with 14.97 inches of precipitation for the year, we have a small deficit of 33 hundredths of an inch. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 97, set in 1925, and the record low, 39, in 1990. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening 8:30 p.m., 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the upper 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, just the risk of a passing shower, mid to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds both Thursday and Friday, mid to upper 70s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Saturday and Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-70s, and mostly sunny in the mid-70s again on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.